Title: Achieving Cyber Fitness in 2017, Part 2 Inch Looking Beyond the FAR and FAR's Other Safeguarding and Reporting Requirements. Content: Reprinted from the Government Contractor, with permission of Thomson Reuters. Copyright 2017. Further use without the permission of West is prohibited. For further information about this publication, please visit http://legalsolutions.thomsonreuters.com or call 800-328-9352. In Part 1, we discussed the cybersecurity requirements applicable to federal contract information under Federal Acquisition Regulation 52.204-21(b)(1) and covered defense information, CDI, under Defense FAR Supplement 252-204-7012, which requires contractor compliance by December 31. See 59 GC 25. In Part 2, we examine other safeguarding and reporting requirements for unclassified information, including agency-specific regulations, of which government contractors should be aware. Many of these requirements have been in place for years, and your company may already have plans and processes for compliance. However, it is worth re-examining these requirements and considering the data and systems they affect, as well as how security may be improved when planning for compliance with the DFARS rule by December 31. Agency-specific regulations. There is a vast web of agency-specific regulations related to cybersecurity to which contractors may be subject. Obviously, contractors should review in detail their contracts to understand agency-specific requirements and coordinate with their customers regarding cybersecurity expectations. As outlined below, many agencies have security requirements in place for protecting unclassified technology resources that may require contractors to produce an information technology security plan, provide security training, and maintain procedures for detecting and reporting security incidents. Below we summarize a few such agency-specific regulations. Department of State, DOS Acquisition Regulation, DOSAR 652.239-71. This clause notes that contractor failure to comply could result in contract termination. 48 CFR 652.239-71, M. Applicability. The regulation applies to all or any part of the contract that includes information, technology resources or services in which the contractor has physical or electronic access to DOS's information that directly supports the mission of DOS ID at A. Note, the regulation includes a mandatory flowdown provision requiring the contractor to incorporate the substance of the clause in all subcontracts that meet the conditions included in paragraph A of the clause. ID at K. IT security plan. The contractor must submit for acceptance by the contracting officer and the COS representative an IT security plan within 30 days after contract award. ID at C. The plan must comply with the Federal Information Security Management Act, the E-Government Act, Office of Management and Budget Circular A-130, National Institute of Standards and Technology Standard Publication 800-37, and certain sections of the DOS Foreign Affairs Manual and Foreign Affairs Handbook. ID at B. Practitioner S. Note, the plan, as accepted, is to be incorporated into the contract as a compliance document. ID at C. Thus, there could be a risk of implied certification, False Claims Act liability for invoices submitted in the face of a knowing failure to follow the IT security plan. Accreditation. The contractor shall, within 6 months after contract award, submit for acceptance by the CO proof of IT security accreditation in accordance with NIST SP 800-37. The accreditation is to be incorporated into the contract as a compliance document. ID at D. Verification. The contractor must submit annually to the CO verification of the continuing validity of the IT security plan. ID at E. Privacy Act notification. The contractor is to display a notice on all DOS systems containing Privacy Act information that is visible prior to allowing anyone to access the system. ID at G. See below for more detail on the Privacy Act. Training. Contractor employees must receive annual IT security training in accordance with OMB Circular A130, FISMA and NIST requirements. ID at I. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, DHS Acquisition Regulation, HSAR? 3052.204-70. Applicability. This regulation applies to contracts that include information technology resource.